Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, our good friend Wes Scantlin on the hotline right now, Puddle of Mud. The new record is out now. Welcome to Galvania.
Born June 9th in Kansas City, Missouri. A graduate of Park Hill High School, we watched him go from playing clubs in Westport to having the most listened to song in America with his band, Puddle of Mud. Has sold over 7 million albums, had a string of number one singles, and now, they've released their first full-length album of new music in 10 years with Welcome to Galvania. Please welcome, Puddle of Mud frontman and longtime friend of the show, Kansas City's own, Wes Scantlin.
I messed it up again. Oh baby, where do I begin? I messed it up again. I did a real good job, now it's over.
Wes, brother Wes, how are you, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, dude. Hey, first of all, congratulations on everything, man. That's a long, long road you were on, and I'm glad to see you doing so well. The album's great. Welcome to Galvania. And even to the point where I know that means based on the galvanic response, you get goosebumps.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah, you, man, it's really good to hear your voice, my friend. 25 years. I was thinking about that just as that intro started. I go, man, our friendship started about 25 or 26 years ago.
Yeah, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Wild.
It's fast. I just remember like it was yesterday. But first parody song ever, when I was getting buried alive, the first parody song, Greg had to record it on the sly when he worked over at Q because they wouldn't allow him to obviously do stuff for us. And Wes came in and sang, There's the Man in the Box.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it seems like yesterday, man.
Yeah, and then, you know, the band plays all the stuff for the rock. I know Valerie Knight, who's a big deal in the music industry still, she tried like hell to get you guys signed, got turned down, and one day the band had just kind of dissolved, and all of a sudden you get the call, and Doug Sorensen goes, hey, did you know that Wes Scantlin, Puddle of Mud, got signed and that their record's coming out? I just remember being so happy for you and just thinking, man, how does this all go? And it's what a ride.
Yeah, that's a crazy dream, man, come true for sure.
Yeah, it's how you feeling right now, like with the release of this, with Welcome to Galvania, 10 years.
I'm freaking out, man. It's really freaking cool. You know, I just got up. It's like 6 something in the morning here, so I'm feeling pretty tired, but everything's cool and the record's going well. We got still playing a bunch of shows, and we're just trucking, man, you know.
Well, I mean, that's what it's going to take. You know, you've already got the talent. You know that. Now it just takes, now the work. Now it's just the work. You got to get out there and you got to change some of those guys' ideas about you, and that, you know, it's not easy. That you know, people don't understand. You were thrown everything. You were up on stage with Jimmy Page playing songs.
Yeah.
The money is rolling in. Your number one hit, Blurry, was the most played song in America cross format that year.
Yeah.
The Temptations.
That's amazing.
It get in front of you. And it got away from you a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, everything, you know, you can rebuild, man. You can always rebuild.
Yes, you can. Yes, you goddamn can. Hey, oh, I'm glad. The only thing that matters to me is that you're still here. That's it.
Yeah, I'm really lucky, man. I'm really lucky to be alive.
And I'm gonna jump off the subject, but I want to tell you one thing, man. Listen, I was really, I really believed it. Sadly, I thought, man, one day the news is going to come and he's going to be gone. And I'm just, it's just going to be a heartbreaking thing. Because, you know, more than the band, more than the success, more than the videos, I knew you before. And so there's that connection that we both started at our journeys at the same time, you know, and I've been lucky enough to stay at this radio station and I watched you just go to meteoric success. And I just never wanted to hear that. So I can't tell you how glad I am that you know, it didn't turn out the way I was afraid it would.
Yeah, I appreciate that big time, man. Yeah, everybody's praying for me. Heck, I was praying for myself. And you know what? You got to change your playground and your playmates. And
that's it.
Got to keep God first place. And, you know, just, you know, get your family support back. And, you know, and just continue to do well and strive by being a better person, you know.
That's it. And that's all you got to be. That's it. That's all you got to be. You got to be cool with the mirrors in your house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I'm excited again, back to Welcome to Galvania. Hey, here's the song I love, Diseased Almost. I was listening to that guitar riff going, God damn, that's great. I mean, I really love that. Go to Hell is really great. I love the uncensored version of you know, obviously on radio, they got to play the censored, but the uncensored version is fantastic.
Yeah, they're all really cool. They all got their own little lives, their little songs. So I'm really proud of what we did, man.
Well, because, yeah, I think what happens is you get your head clear and you realize you've got all those same thoughts, all that same drive, all that same, you know, introspection to take care of and to kind of let outside. And you can hear it in this album.
Yeah, there was a lot of, you know, there was a lot of co-writes and stuff, and it's really fun to work with different people, man. And, you know, it took a long time, but we finally got it all dialed in, and, you know, this is it.
So now it's the long tour. That's going to be the challenge, is you're going to go out on the road, and they're going to work your ass off. I mean, because, you know, there's time to be made up, and there's more importantly, you know, all those promoters and all of those agents and all those record labels all want to see you hold it together and then crank out that next song. And here's the beautiful part. You know, radio is important, but not as much as it used to be in the sense that a digital song, they can grab you and put you on, you know, satellite radio, Spotify, all these other ways to get your songs out, and that nobody can control what you release anymore. So if you write a great song, you can just let it out.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Amazing, man.
It's crazy. Isn't it insane for you to see such a change from the first album to where we are today? The ability for kids to hear what you do.
Yeah, man, it's totally amazing. You know, the internet's just it became just a platform. You know, a humongous platform for bands, and it's really great for bands, man, to get music out and just artists in general. So I'm totally psyched about the internet and stuff.
But, well, except you know, social media. I could do without social media, I'll be honest with you. Like,
yeah, I tried that messenger thing, and it was like, you know, it's too much communication for me.
Well, let's face it, man. Social media has just made people, you know, dumb and a-hole. It's just, you know, in the old days, we hang out at the Lone Star, drinking beer, doing whatever. If somebody got lippy and said something just truly insulting to you, well, it was going to go one way or another. Now, it's just a never-ending keyboard stroke, you know?
Yeah, it's wild, man. You know, it can really mess up your life, too, the internet, you know? So
sure, sure.
I use it for good. And,
right.
You know, if there's any negativity, I'd just rather turn around and walk away from the situation. And I like telling some people, like, if they got a problem, I just got to tell them I got to go to the bathroom really quick, and I'll be right back. But I just don't ever get comeback.
Yeah, so that's right.
Phone rings, I'm like, hi, yeah, I'm not there anymore. And it works every time. It's great. It's a great move.
So what's the plan overall for the rest of the year? So I know you're out in California right now. You're going up the north and headed to Fresno. But then
Fresno, Vegas, and Norco, California. And it's kind of nice, man, because I'm over here on the West Coast right now. So it's like a hop, skip, and a jump, and it's going to be definitely good for our resting factor, because we were working our butts off the last 2 weeks going to, you know, Sirius Radio and Octane and all that stuff in New York, and we just did that. So we're all a little bit beat, but we're recharging as we speak.
Well, but that's what it takes. And then hopefully you guys will jump on another tour and just keep going all the way through this album cycle, because the new album, Welcome to Galvania, is out. And you should absolutely check it out. Every platform has it across the board. And by the way, who worked with you on all that? Because that Welcome to Galvania, and it took me a second. I was like, what am I thinking about? Why am I? Because I know this a version of this word. And that finally I Google it, and I'm like, there it is. I knew it. Where did that come from, Welcome to Galvania?
It really kind of just was created sort of on my dad, Bill Scantlin. He measures, you know, he's been measuring the coolness factor of the songs that were, you know, original material, just the stuff that I wrote. And he just would use the galvanic skin response, and it made his goosebumps and hairs on the back of his neck stand up. He'd be like, that's an amazing song, you know, or if you got a little teary eyed or something, you know? And then, so that's always been kind of major in the music. And he said it was a galvanic skin response. So I just said, all right, we'll just call it Welcome to Galvania, you know? So my dad had a big part in that. Yeah.
Well, it's nice. You know what? It's good to still get that. Like I know guys, and so do you, in this industry that don't get that response anymore. They don't hear a song and get choked up or get excited or get knocked out by it. And I think when you lose that, it's all over for you, just as a person.
Yeah. And if my dad didn't get the goosebumps, he'd go, man, you need to go back to the drawing board. That's not going to cut it, you know? So, right. And he wouldn't BS me around or nothing like that. He would just tell me straight from the hip, and I'd go back and I'd start writing another one. Or I would continue to work on that song that, getting the goosebumps and finish it up and then move on and start writing another one, you know. That's basically songwriting.
Well, and that's what you've always been good at. In fact, great at. And, you know, that's the basis for everything. You know, all the rest is just icing and you know, scenery. The song, as always, because kids will come up to me today and they'll still ask, like, you know, we just got to get our song on the radio. I go, no, man, you got to write a song that's just undeniable. You got to go back and write. You wrote how many songs? You wrote 10? You need to write 1,000 songs until you know it's incredible. Because you're the, you know, radio is not the gatekeeper. You're the one. Nobody, we're begging for great songs. You want great songs, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
And that's what you want. So nobody's ever trying to keep people off the radio. You're like, look, you just got to go back and write those great songs. And you've always been able to do that. From the day we met you, I remember, you know, before you had a record deal, we were playing songs by Puddle of Mud.
Yeah. Appreciate that, too, by the way.
Well,
my mom was also a big, you know, my mom, she came downstairs, and I was trying to do Eddie Van Halen solos and stuff, and she's like, you're just not doing it, so why don't you just start writing your own songs? Look, the songwriter gets paid.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'll just start writing my own stuff, man. I can't pull off Eddie Van Halen solos, man. I love Van Halen, and the reason I'm really actually doing this, but, you know, I still can't. I can't play like that, dude.
Well, but the first moment you realize, because, I mean, let's face it, if you're in a band, your first real moment is playing somebody else's song and it going over really well and people really getting a grip of it. But that can be nothing compared to the first time you see a song you conceived of, wrote, finished, and you're performing, and people go over the top for that. That's got to be, you know, we're talking one's a 10 and one's a 1,000.
Yeah, that's a special feeling, man. It really inspires you to be better. So, yeah, thank God for that.
Well, that's the drug. You know, that's the one that let's keep doing this. I like this feeling.
Yeah, it's a great feeling, man, to write a really great song. And it's really, really awesome when you know it's an amazing song. It's that feeling as well is just incredible.
Yeah.
It's really good. It pays off, man, and it makes you feel really great.
Well, look, I hope your family's well, and I cannot tell you how happy I am to hear you. Well, you're Wes, and it's good to see you, Wes.
Yeah, man, it's nice to hear you guys' voices, and I appreciate it, man, big time.
All right, listen, I appreciate you getting up, too, because I know it's 7 o'clock in the morning in California, so that's I'll tell you what, that's how I know that you're
it's
in a good, healthy
spot. It's not that bad.
Yeah,
I was a good boy last night.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Well, listen, you come by here anytime, and you get into Kansas City, and you got some time off. I don't know if we talked about this now. I couldn't have. We hadn't. I bought 30 acres out in Edwardsville, lovingly known as Disgrace Land. Big pond, fish. We go fishing. Man, there's a bunch of deer out there we can watch. It's all kinds of stuff out there. We'll go out there and just hang out and just get away from it all anytime you want.
Okay, I appreciate that big time, man.
Come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.